Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team, focusing on cash management strategies. Last week, as expected, the Federal Reserve delivered a 25 basis point cut to the Fed funds rate, bringing the target range to 3.75 to 4.0%. This meeting had dissents in both directions, with Kansas City Fed President Jeff Schmidt voting to hold rates steady, and Governor Stephen Miron dissenting for the second straight meeting in favor of a 50 basis point cut. In their post-meeting statement, Fed policymakers on Wednesday repeated their assessment that job gains have slowed and that risk to employment rose in recent months. Officials also characterized economic growth as moderate, stating inflation has moved up since earlier this year and remains somewhat elevated. In his opening comments at the press conference, Chair Powell cautioned against investors assuming the U.S. central bank would follow its second straight interest rate cut with another in December, stating, "A further reduction in the policy rate at the December meeting is not a foregone conclusion. Far from it." Markets quickly responded to this comment by almost entirely reducing the odds of another 25 basis point cut in December. When pressed on his comments about the December meeting, Paul pointed to divisions on the committee, saying that for some part of the committee, it's time to maybe take a step back and see whether there really are downside risks to the labor market, or see whether, in fact, the stronger growth that we're seeing is real. Powell also addressed the impact of the ongoing government shutdown on economic data releases. He noted that if there is no new data before December, the Fed might proceed cautiously, saying that if driving in the fog, you slow down. The Fed is clearly divided about the outlook for policy, as reflected in the two dissents in opposite directions and Powell's comments during the press conference. Some officials are wary of inflation and are willing to take a more cautious approach to cuts as they assessed whether downside risks to the labor market intensify, while others fall in the opposite camp. This uncertainty has led to record high money market balances of $7.82 trillion as investors adopt a wait-and-see approach. In response to this environment, our cash strategies focus on identifying opportunities in floating rate securities and shorter duration fixed rate instruments with maturities under 1 year. We are positioning for a lower rate environment while closely monitoring Federal Reserve communications and available economic data for insights into the policy outlook and market implications. As the government shutdown continues into its second month, we remain vigilant, adapting our strategies to navigate the evolving landscape. As always, thank you for joining us today and have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.